Good morning and welcome to today's podcast, a brief daily podcast offering words for the wise and the otherwise. I'm Scott Brenner and today is November 14th, 2004. Building on the positive comments I got regarding my first podcast, today's word is interstitial. Like that first podcast word, disambiguation, interstitial is one of those possibly pretentious, specialized jargon words. The straight literal definition of interstitial is the space between two states. In the context of the web, it refers to the page between pages. Two great sites that frequently use them are Yahoo Games and Salon.com. They use them to show you an ad before you get to the stuff you really want. In the case of Yahoo Games, you get to see an ad before you get to play a free game of backgammon. Salon uses them the same way. You want to read this article? Watch this ad. Salon's interstitials are pretty interesting because of the high-concept multimedia that they use in them. Often movie previews, that kind of stuff. Or movie trailers, I guess that's the fancy word for them. And the articles are pretty good on Salon, too. There are many other contexts where the term interstitial is used, too. TV uses them pretty similar to the web to describe the content that they slip in between the show you really want to watch, like the segues between stories on Entertainment Tonight or the network plugs after the ads but before the TV show. A lot of other contexts for interstitial are out there, too. The medical community uses interstitial to describe the unimportant parts of the body that are in between the really important parts, like the lung and the heart. You can find some links to interstitials and a little bit more information on them at todayspodcast.com. And I wanted to thank Gordon Smith for commenting on my soliloquy podcast from the 9th. Gordon, I think you're right. A lot of podcasters are using soliloquy tongue-in-cheek, a little way to poke fun at the guy who poked fun at Adam Curry. Gordon has a cool blog, a pictorial journal of life in rural Australia. Some stunning, beautiful pictures of nature and the mundane as well, but all beautiful. He also has an audio blog that accompanies and comments on the photos. His site seems to me to be perfect content for one of those new photo iPods. Hopefully there'll be some podcast aggregating software to let you put some pictures, some slides together, and the audio, and watch and listen to it on your iPod. That's it for today's podcast. Please send me comments at scott@todayspodcast.com, or you can fax me or call me at 435-514-4859. Thanks for listening. Please introduce your friends to podcasting and maybe to today's podcast.